There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to be an engineer, a doctor. I want to be away from every fear. I am a born sannyasi who loves freedom. I am neither hungry for money nor thirsty for fame. I want my life energy to be tamed. I am a born sannyasi who deeply understands the psychology of the mind. I don't love a person. I love each and every creation. I am neither far nor very close to the stylish fashion. I am a born sannyasin who follows the middle path. I have a solid aim in my life, but a purposeless life entertains me too. I love all mysteries and situations, and nothing tries to show. I am a born sannyasi whose real ordinary image is taken as extraordinary. The word initiation is used quite often to initiate into a new way of life, to initiate into the renounced order of life. And somebody develops an intense sense of disinterest. And the world and the nothing of this world attracts them. There is a deep sense of yearning, longing for higher consciousness. This intense desire for renunciation, to break free of all the bondages, all the fetters of this world, and to enter into the life of freedom is what is called to take sannyas. But the real sannyas is never taken, but it is born. The real renunciation takes birth. It is not forced. It is automatic. When you see the world and your eyes are closed with self-ignorance, it is samsara. But when you see this world with your eyes open, the eyes of self-realization, then it is sannyas. Sannyas is the destruction of samsara, which is within. It is not about going somewhere. It's not about wearing a particular attire, particular dress code. It's not about establishing a monastery or ashram. It's not about seeking a master, a guru or preceptor. It is not about following a particular set of disciplines. It's about maturing of understanding. That which was important till now, suddenly it becomes meaningless. That which we were holding The grip was tight. Suddenly, the grip becomes loose. The thing of paramount importance turns into a thing of insignificance because a new understanding, a mature understanding, has dawned on the soul. And that is real sannyas. They talk of these three rules: break the bridge, throw the ladder, drown the boat. The bridge is very strong. Entering into the spiritual life is to break all the past bridges. To start the new, the old must go. The construction is preceded by destruction. The bridges are strong, they bind us. Anything that connects you to the past memories, the past hurts, the past traumas, the persons who came in life, the souls with whom we interacted, their subtle memories, the past indulgent life, the past places, the past bonds, the past relationships, the past unfulfilled desires. They all are bridges. Unless and until those bridges are broken, how can you begin a new life? The entire process of spirituality is to break all those bridges. But how can you do that? An intense courage is needed. This is the path of fearlessness. Then you understand the worthlessness of the bridges, the past bondages, the past life, the past indulgences, the past meaningless, worthless chase for money, for persons, for fame. From this world, you have come to this world and there is a bridge. But once you have reached this world, now break this, so that there is no chance to go back to the old pattern, to the old conditioning, to the old addictions, to the old life, to the past memories. Destroy all the triggers. Think deeply. Churn each and every situation. Otherwise, you'll go back. The same guilt, the same frustration, the same sorrow. And once you are on this land, a new land, utopia, sitting here, think of this land and the sorrows associated with this land. Then only you will not go back. If you forget this world whilst in this world, suddenly a trigger will come and that trigger will land you back into this world. So when you are in a high stage of mind, always churn the low stage of the mind. What are the problems with the low stage? What are the problems with those addictions? Why you were trapped? What was the timeline of those addictions? What is the timeline of that relationship? Why is it has turned into a disaster? Start churning the timeline. This happened, this happened. This. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Watch the scenes, the obstacles, the misunderstandings, the disturbances, the drama, as a detached observer. That will help you to break this bridge. The bridge that takes you back into the same lower consciousness. So the first rule is to break the bridges. The bridge of body consciousness, the bridge of relationships of body, the bridge of desires, passions, vices, indulgences of power. The second is to throw the ladder. Once you have climbed, there is no use of the ladder. Throw it. It is good that you are grateful to the ladder, but then the ladder itself can become a trap. The one who has given you the course, we are thankful to that person. The one who is relating Murli, we are thankful to that person. The one who brought you first to Madhuvan, who became instrumental for your progress. All those persons who have helped you, and all those persons who have cooperated, and all those persons who are responsible or have become instrumental in taking you forward. We are grateful and we are thankful to them. But then, throw the ladder. They can become a trap. The path of yogi is the path of detachment. He cannot afford to develop attachment to anything, because all attachments are death, good or bad, real or unreal. They trap you. You become slave. The path of spirituality is the path of freedom. Five men crossed a river in a boat, but after reaching the shore, they were seen carrying that boat, all five of them, and walking. People were surprised and they asked, "What is this? Why are you carrying the boat on your heads?" So they said, "We are so much thankful. We are so much to this boat. That's why we are expressing our gratitude." The boat's work was to help you cross the river. The work is done. Why are you carrying it still? Throw the ladder. The third is drown the boat. All the things, all the instruments, all the facilities, electronics and everything. You have used them. But once you have used, throw them. Drown them. Take the crux of it. Throw them aside. In Ramayana, there is one scene where the king of monkeys, Sugriv, after killing his brother, Bali, Ram, says that, "I want to make you king now." So Sugriv says, "I want to become a sannyasi. You are making me a king." So Ram says, "Who can be a better king than a sannyasi? The one who is carrying renunciation in the heart is the best king. The one who is unattached. So be a monk within, a sannyasi within, and king outside. No problem." So break the bridge. The bridge that ties you. The bridge that binds you. The bridge that disturbs you. The bridge that takes you back to this world. The bridge which is the cause of recurring frustration. There is a bridge that ties A to B. So for A, the world is not something. He is not tied to this world. For him, B is the only world. And that is the only bondage. And this is the only bridge. The bridge is something that binds you to a person, to an object, to a thing, to a situation, to a place. Or time. Think of this bridge. Disturbance. The bridge is bringing. Know the worthlessness of it. The best thing to get rid of things, persons, is to know the wastefulness. Breaking the bridge, throwing the ladder, and drowning the boat. The bridge is beautiful. The ladder is also beautiful. The boat is also beautiful. But not for you. For those who are standbyers, bystanders, those who are others. For you, they are the causes of your disturbance. They are not allowing you to fly. They are tying you down to this world. They are the causes of recurrent fall. So no matter how much beautiful and majestic they appear on the surface, they are ugly. The path of sannyas is the path of embracing beauty and throwing aside anything, everything that is dirt. It is the walk into the new. It is the walk into the higher consciousness. It is the path of understanding, a deeper understanding, a higher understanding, where you realize that everything which is associated with this body and all the pleasures and sensations and gratifications of this body are short-lasting. They cannot give me eternal joy, bliss, happiness. Rather, they make me all the more gross, body conscious, vicious. Anything that brings you down is your enemy. Anything that takes you up is your friend. So understand, there was a man who was riding this bicycle, and he reaches near the shore of ocean. Suddenly a voice he hears from the heaven, and it is the voice of God. And God says, I'm very happy with you. Ask for something, whatever you want. I am ready to give you today. You had always been faithful to me. So he says, oh God, please build a bridge over this ocean. I want to enjoy riding. I want to do cycling on the ocean. So can you build a bridge for me? God says, I'm really happy with you and your faith, but you are asking for impossible. Just imagine how much manpower would get wasted. How much material I have to bring from here and there to build this bridge. Can you ask me something else other than building this bridge? It's a costly affair. I have to think of everything. I am the master of the world. So the man says, okay, I have another option. Tell me the method by which I can understand a woman when she cries, when she laughs, when she gets angry. I want that all men of this world should understand all women of this world, her moods, her fluctuations. God says, you want one lane or two lane bridge? So for God also sometimes it is difficult to understand women as well as men, because humans are very complicated creatures. They are not what they show. On the surface they are different, and inside they are different, and they themselves are not aware of it. They have so many colors, so many dimensions, so many planes of existence. So still an attempt should be made to understand this world, to understand this life, to understand human beings, and then develop a desire for higher consciousness, develop a desire to understand this entire trap. So break the bridge, throw the ladder, drown the boat. Om Shanti.